Karibosai, hope all is good. Today's daf is Kedushin daf Ayin. And as usual, I learn Shu Lischos Am Yisrael, Shu Yisir Gula Bakarov, Shu Yerfu Shalema, and Yeshua Nisim Vinaflos for all of Am Yisrael. So we're here on daf Ayin at the top, right? Two dots at the top. Giri V'chariri, if you remember, we started the second parak, the fourth parak yesterday. And we began with the Mishnah about, Yuchsim, about different types of lineages that came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So we're going to talk about a couple of those today. A lot of Agada to type, if you just glanced at the Gemara, Agada to type Gemaras, but let's go see it. So it says the Gemara, Giri v'Charuri, those were people who converted and people who were freed if they were never Kanani. Minolan, how do you know that they came to Eretz Yisrael? So Rav Chista, right, the Amarkal Pasuk says, "V'chol anivdal matumas goye haaretz aleihem." Right, all the people who got separated from the tumah haaretz, right, and people who came to Eretz Yisrael, right, those are people who left their goy status and their every county status behind. Mamzeri minolin, how do you know? The Chitiv, because the Pasuk says, "V'yishma savlant." San Vlat, okay. Haharoni, Vatuvia, Haeved, Haamoni, right? It says that those people, right, heard, right? I mean, the Puzzle in Nehemiah, that they, we're just say those are slaves. And the Puzzle says, Ki Rabin Behuda Bali Shvuolo, Ki Chatan Hu Leshachanya Ben Arach, Viochanan Beno, Lakach Es Bas Meshul Ben Barachia. Right, then, and Kasavar, and what we're trying to say from this pasuk is that over Kochavim Ve'evet Avah Bas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer, that these people were Avadim and they married, right, Jewish women, right? That teaches me, right, that they must have had children who were Mamzerim, because that's how we're holding that if an Evid and a Bas Yisrael has a child, so the child is a Mamzer. Problem is that we don't really necessarily hold like that, right? With Hanichal Madamer Avlad Mamzer, that only works according to the one who says that is the child is a Mamzer from that such a union. Al Madamer Avlad Kosher, right, which is how we paskin, right? If you have an Evid and a Bas Yisrael, so then Mikey Lamemer, so there, what do you see? That there are Mamzerim who went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Vesu, and also, might they have been bunny? Right? How do you know they even had kids? Right? You just said they were married. Right? Dama lo havu bunny, maybe they didn't have kids. Vesu, and furthermore, might they have havu lehu vesliku? And how do you know that they were there, right, and they left? Right? It doesn't say anything about that. Maybe they were dama hazam havu, maybe they just stayed, right, in Bavel. So how do you know that they even came there to Israel at all? So the Elam Halacha, rather, based on all those kashas, they suggest a pasuk like this: Ve'ele ha'olim mitel melach tel charesha krov adon. Right, these are the people who came. The people came from those places, and we're going to see that all those places are allusions to different issues. But okay, we'll see. They came from Tel Melach, Tel Charesha, right? Krov Adon, Ve'Amar, right? I think that's one of the Imer, maybe. Okay, Ve'Lo Yachlu LaHagid Beis Avosam, right? Ve'Zaram Im Mi'Yisraelhem, right? And they weren't able to tell, right, if they were Jewish or not. So the Gemara Darshan is Tel Melach. What is that? So Elu Bnei Adam Shedomim Maseim the Maseh Sedom. Those are people who are similar to Maseh Sedom. Obviously, they were very immoral. Right, Shenevcha the Tel Melach that was turned into a pillar of salt. Right, and they're obviously very immoral. Right, you didn't know whether you did or not. Right, obviously it would be Mamzerim and Sedom. Tel Charesha. What is that referring to? Ze Shekore Abba V'Imo Mishatkaso. Right, a person who says that calls out their parents and the mother says quiet. That's not necessarily your father. V'lo Yachol Lagibe Beis Avosam, and they weren't able to say what their father was, what their father's house was. V'Zaram and their children in Mishraelhim. Right, if they were from Israel. So Ze Asufi, that's again the Asufim that we talked about in the Mishnah, Eshenesaf Menashuch, that were gathered, right, from the marketplace, who didn't know their parents. Kruva, meaning they're just taken off the street, literally. Kruva Dom, what does it say on the side? Torah Or? Yeah, the Imer, okay. What's that? Amar Bivo, Amar Adon Ani, Amar Tiyu, the Yisrael, Lefnei Chashuvim, Kikruv, meaning that the Adon Amar, meaning Kosh Baruch Hu, who said that Bnei Yisrael should be Chashuv, like a Kruv, like a cherub, right? Like a little holy baby, like a children are holy, right? That's Kruvim are on the Aron, right? They have the face of babies. And they made themselves like a namer. They made themselves like a leopard, right? If you look at Rashi, where is that Rashi? Yeah, pretty much straight across. Right? Apparently, leopards are not makbid, right? On different mates, and they just they sleep around. So that the Am Yisrael made themselves like that. So that's how you see that they were mamzerim. Ikedami, some people say, Amar Bevo, Amar Adon, meaning a different Joshua on that pasuk, that Akash Baruch Hu says, right, that Amar Adon Hashem says, Afal Bishesh Somo Atzam Kenamar, that even though Bnei Yisrael made themselves like leopards, Hein Chashum Lefanei Kekruv, right, Kekruvim, right there, considers me, right, still beloved, Akash Baruch Hu still loves us like Kruvim, even though Bnei Yisrael are making themselves like a leopard. Amar Abba Barbar Chana, call an Osi Ishish Ein Hogeneslo, right, if anybody marries a woman who's not a fit for him, what does that mean? Rashi says, Psulalo, meaning anybody who violates an isser and marries a woman who's inappropriate. Not that it's not really a dating schmooze, but anybody who marries someone who's puzzled to him and violates an avera. Malul avakasov kilu chershu kol kulu vazara melech. Kosh poruchu, the Torah considers it as if he planted the entire world and then or plowed the entire world rather and planted salt there, apparently, which destroys the land. Shemar, as Pasuk says again, the Pasuk recorded before, Ve'elu ha'olim mitel melech tel charisha, right? Again, it compares those two, melech and charisha, right? And talking about bad yuchsim, etc., bad marriages. Amar Rav bar Rav Ada Amarav. Kol ano se isha l'shum mamon, if you marry a woman for money, havin lo banim she'inu mehuganim, right? You'll have children that are not fit, not shayach, not appropriate. Shemar, as Pasuk says, Hashem bagdu ki banim zorim yoladu, right? You rebelled against Hashem, right? And then the children, right, will be zorim. Hashem tomar mamon, Polat. Maybe you'll say the pasuk means, excuse me, so maybe that the money will kind of palit, right? Vayavol palit, the pasuk says about the Og who fled, right? The four kings versus the five kings, right? So this means maybe the money will run away, meaning the money will survive, meaning that he'll still have the money that he married into. The Tamil, if the pasuk says, I tell you, Yochalim, Chadash, Eschalkeim, Chodesh, I'm not sure, Chadash, Eschalkeim, Shema Tamar, meaning that the it'll be gone in a month. Maybe his money, not her money. Their money. It says their chelek, their portions. Maybe it'll take a long time. I'm not sure if it's is it a Joshua? No, it says chodesh. Yeah, okay. It says chodesh in the pasuk. So it's going to be happening in a month. It's going to disappear very quickly. My mashma, what do you see? How do you get that exactly from the pasuk? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, chodesh nichnash v'chodesh yitzei v'monam avad. That a month comes in, a month goes away, right? And the money, right, is gone. V'amar Rabba bar Rav Ada, v'amri la Rabbi Sala, amar Rav Amnuna, kol anosi isha shein hogen ezlo, right? Elio kofto, v'kosh baruch hu rotzo. That Elio Hanavi ties him to a post, to some sort of whatever ties him down, and Kosh Baruch Hu whips him. Vitana window the Rabbisa call al kulam Eliyahu Kosev Kosh Baruch Hu Chosem. On all of these bad marriages, if they're not, you know, the people who married postlim, people who are usher to them, Eliyahu Navi writes, Kosh Baruch Hu signs, Oilo the Postal Zaro, the Pogam es Mishpachto, Oive, for someone who apostles his children, right, messes up his family, the Nosi Isha, Shaino Hogeneslo, right, and for someone who marries a woman who's not fit for him, no shaykh for him. Eliyahu Kofto, Kosh Baruch Hu Rotso, Eliyahu ties him up, Kosh Baruch Hu whips him, Bechol Posel, Posel, and anybody who apostles others, right, he himself, it becomes puzzle. Rashi says over here that that doesn't mean that if you marry a mamzeres, you're necessarily, or whatever, you're going to have mamzeres. That's referring to someone who posels somebody else, right? He says that someone else is not fit lovo vakahal. That doesn't mean him himself, right? But puzzle, he himself must be, right? Eino medaber v'shvacha le'olam, right? He doesn't praise anybody, right? So that's a problem. V'amar Shmuel says, and that's exactly what it means over here, b'mumo posel, right? The phrase that people throw around is called a posel, b'mumo posel. If anybody posels somebody else, right? I mean, anybody says, let's say, this guy is always angry. So very often, the person talking is an angry person, right? This guy's not a Talmud Chacham. He doesn't know his stuff. So very often, the guy who's accusing the other person, right, doesn't know his stuff and isn't a Talmud Chacham, right? Again, kol haposel, b'mumo posel, right? Anytime you disqualify someone else, very often, you should look inside, you look in the mirror, right? Very often, it's the disqualification of that person, right, who is in fact speaking. The person's just kind of reflecting outwards. Ahu gavra demina hardada ala be matbachia b'pumbadisa. There's a guy from the Hardah who went to a butcher in Pumbadisa. And Amrlu, he said, Havalu bisra, I need some meat. Makes sense. Amrlu, he said to him, Notar, right, hang around. Ada shakal shamid Rabbi Yehuda bar Yecheskel. Right, wait until Rabbi Yehuda bar Yecheskel's shamish comes to get meat for Rabbi Yehuda bar Yecheskel. Right, again, so Right, he was wait in line, right? There's a covenant of honor here. Venezuel, and I'll give you, right? And I'll, no problem after you just wait. So Amar, this guy got angry. He said, "Man, Yehuda ben Shvisko." Right? Who is this Shvisko? Is like a Russian of a gluttonous guy. Who is this Yehuda ben Shvisko? The Kadimli, who's been in front of me. The Shako min Kamai, he's taken before me. So Azu Amar le Rav Yehuda. They went to tell Rav Yehuda, and sure enough, Shamte, right? Again, Rav Yehuda was the gadol, right? Again, you speak about that like that about the gadol ador, about the Rav in the town, right? So right, isn't that? It's not okay, right? It's not okay to just throw around these types of speech. So he put him in chayrim. So Amr, they said, "Ragel the kari inshi avde achris ale avadahu." Right? They told him this guy always calls people else, other people, avadim. Right? He always says, "Ah, oh, you must be an eved. You must be a apostle lineage. You must be a apostle yichus." Right? So so apparently he announced that this guy must have been an eved himself. Right? Again, call apostle, but mu apostle. So also lahu is amne ladina lekamei of Nachman. Sure enough. As this guy went and called him to a Beis Din in front of Nachman, called him to a Dintara. So Aisu Piska Behazmana. So he brought the Piska, right? It went out. I mean, he had this letter, bring him to a Dintara. So also Rav Yehuda came to Rav Huna, right? He went to see Rav Huna, went to Rav Huna. And I'm like, Ezel Elo Ezel, should I go or not? Right? I mean, this guy's a clown. Like, should I respect this? Is this like legit? Right? It could be beneath the, you know, the Tamach. If the town, Meshuggah, right, it brings the Av Beis Din to Beis Din, right, for some sort of insults, and nobody pays attention to them. So what is it? Would be, it wouldn't even be becoming of the Av Beis Din and the Gadol, you know, the Gadol to go even entertain this thing. So if you don't want to know, what should he do? So Amar Leis, Rav Huna said back to him, "Mezel lo mi boylecha la mezel." Right, tachlis, you don't really have to go. Right, mishum digav rabara, because you're a great rav, you're a big tzaddik. Right, again that, and here we'll see in a second. Right, even compared to Rav Nachman, that you're a great tzaddik. Who was the Beis Din? Who was brought? Right, he was asked to come to Rav Nachman's Beis Din. Now you'll see that'll become important to the story in a second. So really, you don't have to go. Ella, but rather, mishum yikar the Beis Nisia kum ozel, because of the cover of the Beis Nisia, because he was the, what's it called? To give cover to the Beis Nisia, you should go. So okay. Also, Ashkechei David Maka. Right, so Yehuda went to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was building a fence. Right, so Amalei said to him, "Lo Sabel Amar, don't you hold the Hada Amar Rav Huna Bar Idi Amar Shmuel? The Shmuel statement that says, 'Kevin Shenim Nismana Adam Parnes Al Zibor Aser Basis Malacha Befnei Shosha.' So you can't just do work like this. You can't like belittle yourself, right? To do work like this, right? Just to do avodah, right? People have to, you're an Adam Gadol. People have to see you as such." So Amalei said back to him, "Purta de Gundarisa Hu Deka Avinta. I'm just making a small fence. Right, it's not a big deal. I mean, nobody's here. Right? I'm just making some small fence." So Amar Leis said to me, "Sanya Maka Techtir Baraisa O Mechitza Damar Abanan." Right? Meaning, why did you use this word Gundarisa? Right? Why didn't you use the word Maka, which is in the Torah, or Mechitza, which is all over the Gemara? Right? Meseches Erevin, Mechitza, etc. So Amar Leis said to him, "Yosef Mar Akar Pisa." Right? Come and sit on this bench over here. So Amar Leis, "Mi Sani Safsal Damar Abanan." Hey, why did you use the word Karpita? Right? What about the word safsal? That's basically what Chazal used the word safsal for a bench. Oh, istaba, refer to istaba. Tamri inshi, people. That's the normal word that people use. Samalei lechomar etrogda. Come and have an esrog. Samalei hakem Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda said, okay. Shmuel says, "Kol omer etrogda tilsa baramos rucha." Right? Anybody who says that word esronga, right, instead of just saying esrog, right, must be at least a third of a bal gaiva. Oh, esrog to kamir rabbanan. Oh, etroga damar inchi. Right? Either you should say like Chazal say an esrog, right, or an esroga, which is normal people. But once you're saying esronga, right, that's already like, what are you doing? So Amar Leis said to him, "Lishti mar anbaga." Right? Come drink some coffee or some sort of morning drink. Right? And anbaga. Amar Leis said to him, "Mi sani aspargus the kuri rabbanan." Right? Oh, anpak damar inchi. Right? Why don't you use the words aspargus or anpak? So Amar Leis, "Tasty donug tishteka." Right? So Rav Nachman said, "Let my daughter donug come and give us a drink." So Amar Leis, "Hachi Amar Shmuel, ein mishtamshim b'isa." Right? You shouldn't use a woman, right? It's not sneus, right? It's not sneus to bring her over to serve us. So ketana he, but Rav Machlon said she's a ketana. So beferish. So your view to say back to him, no, beferish shomer Shmuel. Emish tam shabisha klal. Bein begdol ben ketana. You shouldn't regard. It doesn't matter how old she is. So neshada lemar shalma diyalsa. Diyalsa. Rav Machlon said, you want to say shalmalechem to my wife Yalsa? So Amalei he said to him, how can I Shmuel kol beisha erva? No, I can't say hi to your wife because kol beisha erva, right? I'll hear her voice. So afshar adidei shliach. Rav Machlon says, okay, so send a shliach. So Amalei how can I Shmuel? Right? Ain shalom b'shalom isha adidei vaylo. So it's not appropriate, right? You shouldn't say shalmalechem, right? Even through, right? Through the husband. I'm sorry. That was the next suggestion. Ain shalom shalom b'isha, comma. All you day baila. Why can't you just tell me to tell shalom aleichem? So Rav Nachman said. So Amalei said back to him. Hakam Shmuel. Ain shalom b'shalom isha klal. No, it's not appropriate. Period. Full stop. It's not sneus. So shokol al davisu sharle tigra delo neshavich kishar amaretz. So after Rav Yehuda basically kind of talked around Rav Nachman again. Rav Yehuda was called to Rav Nachman's Beis Din, and Rav Yehuda found Rav Nachman, and basically anything Rav Nachman said, Rav Yehuda had a reply. I mean, he beat him, right? Not an argument, not a debate, but he was able to talk. You know, show him how everything he said was basically wrong. So Rav Nachman's wife apparently was around, and he heard. He's like, get rid of this guy already. Like, be done. Like, finish this Beis Din, because he's gonna make you look. He looks like making you look like an Amaris. So Amalei. My shout to the Marhaki. So Rav Nachman, meanwhile, Rav Nachman was like, all right, fine, let's get this done with. Why are you here? So Amalei, Rav Yehuda said, Taska, dehazmanusa, shodermar, abasrai. What do you mean? You sent me a message, right? You called me the Din Torah. This guy called me the Din Torah by your Beis Din. So Amalei, hashta shuz de mar lo gamirna, taska dehazmanusa, shodermar, abasrai. What do you mean? I can't even talk to you. Right, he said, everything I say, you one up me. Well, you think I would send you to come to my Beis Din? So sure enough, Abig Diska Bezman, he said, Bechadja, Aviaxile. So Yehuda said, yeah, look at it. He pulled it out. He said, here it is. Amarlay, Hagavra Diska. Here's me, or here's a guy, and here's a Diska. Here's the parchment. Here's the star, right, that called me to Beis Din. So, okay, Rav Nachman realized he was in a trouble around. So Amarlay, he said to him, Ho, Vasa, Mar Lahacha, Lishtai Milse, Gechidlo Lemru, Mechanfe Rabban Adodi. So, well, since you're here, right, well, there's, I guess, you know, tell me about what happened, right, so people don't think that the rabbis, you know, kind of like, are just, you know, judging before even stating the case, right, even though I can't imagine, right, what could you have possibly done to this guy? So Amalei said to him, my time is Shamte Mar Lehu Gavra. So he said, so Nachman, right, you heard the story, so he said, why did you put that guy in Chayrim? So Tzir Shlich Lerabbanan, so apparently he said he was Mitzar, but a Shliach, meaning a Shliach Lerabbanan, but he was talking humbly, right, because it was Rav Yehuda himself. Right, that he said he basically made fun of Rav Yehuda, to his shliach. So v'nagdei maris, Rav Nachman said, why didn't you give him malchus? Right, the Rav menaged al ma'adzitzar shluch rabbanon. Usually we give malchus for that. So right, because Rav used that, so Rav used to do. So he said avdilei avdilei. He said I did it even worse. I put him in mechira. Apparently that was worse. So my time achris mar alei the avdehu. So why did you announce that he was an eved? So amalei the regular dekari and she avdi because that's what he said about other people. So it must be called a posel b'mumu posel. Right, if he's kind of calling other people out and calling them avadim, so he must be an eved as well. V'tani called posel posel. Right, anybody who posels on anybody else, right, posels himself. V'enu medaber b'shachal le'olam. Right, a person who doesn't speak praise anybody else. Ramar Shmuel b'mumu posel. Right, again it must be that he's an eved. Right. But so Rav Nachman said, what do you mean? But he said that, okay, fine, it must be that he probably is an Eved, but you have to announce this, right, to everybody. Right, it's not a slam dunk. So the Vahaki, right, Amarle, Ahu, Bardina, Rav Yehuda. So sure enough, that guy apparently was there, right, he showed up, and he said, the Didi Karisli Avdi, Dasinim Bechashmanai Malka. Right, you call me a slave, I'm from the Chashmanai. Samarlay, Haki Amashmuel, so Rav Yehuda said, or Rav Yehuda said back to him, called Amar Beis Chashmanai Kasina Avadahu. Right? So sure enough, he had something, right, a response in his back pocket. Anybody who claims to be from the Chashmanayim is really an Eved. That's the Gemara at the beginning of Bava Basra. Right? Unfortunately, Herod killed, right, all of the Chashmanayim, and but women weren't. Meaning he was an eved of the Chashmonaim, right? And he tried to marry into some of the women, right? And basically, he killed all the descendants of the Chashmonaim, and basically they all married Psulim and whatever. So basically, that all of the meaning Herod basically kind of like reestablished himself as sort of the progenitor, quote unquote, of the Chashmonai line. So anybody who says he's from Beis Chashmonai, right, is actually an eved because he must come from that. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Savor Lomar Da Amar Rabbi Amar Bar Rav Huna Amarav, I called Tam Chacham Shomar Alecha Uba Im Kodem Maisa Amra Shomer Lo Vim Lav Ain Shomer Lo. He says, well, that's really convenient that you happen to have that Maisa in your back pocket. And someone who comes and says, right, a psak, right, again, you just said that psak, anybody who says it from Beis Chashmonaim is a slave, right, that's you said, Hakim Amar Shmuel, this is what Shmuel said. Well, that's very convenient. I mean, we only listen to someone who reports a halacha from someone else's name, if we're not dealing with that, in fact, inyan, right? You just bust that out, right, when it's convenient for you, right? We don't necessarily, the halacha is, we don't listen to someone who kind of quotes something that is convenient to help him. So I'm going to say, Yehuda said back to him, Rav Masna holds like me. Rav Masna lo chazir l'nehardo tlezer shani. And sure enough, Rav Masna hadn't been in Nehardo for 13 years. And Hayuhu Yoma also. And on that day, sure enough, he was there. So they asked him, what does Shmuel say? Kikai chada kara aguda v'chada kara mavra. So he said, I remember he was standing 1 foot on the river, right, 1 foot on the boat, and Amrlei Hachi Amr Shmuel, and he said, right, this is what Shmuel said. Called Amr Beis Chashmonaim Malka Kasina Avodohi. Sure enough, he recorded that anybody says it's from the Chashmonaim, he's actually a slave. Deloy Shtayer Minayu Elahi Revisa, because there was only one maidservant, right? One from the Beis Chashmonaim. The Sakal Igra Varamia Kalav Amra. Right? She went up onto the roof and she shouted and she said, "Called Amra Beis Chashmonaim Ana Avdahu." Right? Anybody who is from the Beis Chashmonaim is a slave. Right? Nafla Igra Vamesa. Right? She threw herself off the roof. Right? She died. Right? Basically, Herod wanted to marry her. Right, and she refused to marry him, and basically he was the one, right, and the slaves and the Avadim were the ones that were left. So she was the last pure, I guess, descendants of the Beis Chashmonaim. Achuzaled Avadahu, so sure enough, okay, yeah, must be that this guy's an Eved. So Hu Yoma Ikron Kama Ksuvas Baranah Midnarda, and sure enough, right, people, right, from that family, right, you make that guy an Eved, so it must be his family members are in Eved as well, right? So then, right, a lot of those women lost their ksubas, right, because, you know, if they're avodim, right, they're married under this mekachta, so they lost their ksuba. So kinafik, when Rav Yehuda left, nafki abasar lemirgame. So the people wanted to stone him because, you know, so many people lost their ksubas. You just messed up all these marriages, right, by paskening that this guy from the Beis Chashmonaim, right, apparently there are a lot of them. Right now you're paskening that all the Beis Chashmonaim are mamish slaves. Right, so they're going to lose their ksuba and all these marriages are getting messed up, so they wanted to stone him for this. So Amar Lahu, he said to them, Ishtiku, Ishtiku. If you're going to be quiet, then be quiet. Be loved. But if you're not going to be quiet, if you're going to cause trouble, then Megalna Aleichu Hadam or Shmuel, I'll even make it things worse for you. That Shmuel said that Tarti Zarayu Ikib in Arda. There are two types of families in Arda. Chadim Mikri the Beyona, Chadim Mikri the Bey Orvasi. Right? One, it's a coincidence. We just read this yesterday. Right? Yona and the Raven. One is called the Raven's family, and one is called the Yona's family. And sure enough, right, the family that is similar to a raven, right, is Tameh, is has bad lineage, and the one who's like a Yonah, right, is pure, is Tahor, right, is pure lineage. So sure enough, Shadua Lahu Rigma Midayu, Vukaatma Banar Malka, and sure enough they instead of throwing the stones at him, they threw it in the river, right, and they blocked off, right? There was some sort of like dam, right? They had so many stones that they dammed up the river. Machriz Rabbi Yehuda b'pum Padisa Adav Yonas and Avdi. Again, other stories about this. Rabbi Yehuda said that Anasan and Yodam and Yonas Ada and Yonasan were Avadim. Yehuda and Papa Mamzera. That Yehuda and Papa is a Mamzer. And Bati Bar Tuvia Baramos Rucha Lo Shakol Gita the Chiraisa. And Bati Bas Tovia did not get a Shtar Shichur from his master, from his Adam. Machriz Rabbi Machoza Rabbi announced in Machoza Bale Danai Talai Male Zagai. All those families Kulam Lipsol, or all those are puzzle to marry Jews. Amrav Yehuda, Govoi Givonai, right? The Govoi are the Givonim. right, are obviously, right, they're Nesinim, they're not allowed to marry into Am Yisrael. And Dornunisa, Duroi Nisinai, those are from Duroi Nisinai, from a town of Nesinim. So Amar of Yosef, Hai Bei Kuvi de Pumpadis, Kulam Avadi again, Bei Kuvi and Pumpadis are all Avadim. Amar of Yudra, Amar Shmuel, Arba Meos, Avadim Vamila Arbaz Alafim Avadim, either 400 or 4,000 Avadim, Hayulola Pashkor Ben Imer. Okay, that guy owned 400 or 4,000. Vukulam Nitzmu Bakuna, and all of them married Kohanim, right? Pretended to be Kohanim, they married Kohanim. Vakol Kohen Shieshbo Azizbanim Eino El Mehem. And anybody, any Kohen who's a Bala Gaiva who's like difficult to deal with, right, is from one of them. Amar Abaye Abaye says, Kul Yasman Bashura de Ben Harada. Right, and they all live in one, like one street in one place. In Nehardot. Upaga de Rabbi, Upliga de Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is against this. Shita Damar Rabbi Elazar, Im Reisir Kohen Bazis Meitzach, right, Tehar, Al Tehar Achrov. If you see a Kohen who's kind of like a Baal Gaiva and kind of tough to deal with, so you don't have to worry that he's not a Kohen, because Shemar Pazik says, Vamcha, Kimrive Kohen, right? Your nation is like Kohen who fight, Kohanim who fight, and again, Kohanim are very quick to uphold the MS, right? They go at each other. Right, they're again. This they don't kind of back down. Amar Rabbi Oven, Amar Rav Ad, Amar Rav. Kol Nosi Isha Sheino Hagenas Lo Kishar Kosh Baruch Hu Mashrish Chinoso. Made I'll call Shvatim. Right, sorry, too fast. Anybody who marries a woman who's not fit for him, when a Kosh Baruch Hu brings his Shechina down, made I'll call Shvatim, being made all of. Right, he'll be made about all the families that they are Yashar, that they are his, they belong to Kosh Baruch Hu, but not about that family. Shneimar, suppose it says, Shift Eka Edus Yisrael, right, it'll be an Edus for Am Yisrael. Amos I have Edus Yisrael, Bizman Shashvatim, Shift Eka. When will Kosh Baruch Hu testify for us when they are Shift Eka, when they are, right, considered to be the Shvatim of Am Yisrael, right? When they're Yosher, when they're pure, when they're of good lineage. Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, Kusha Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashur Shchinaso. When Hashem puts His Shchina on Am Yisrael, Ein Mashur Ela Al Mishpachos Hamiyuchosos BiYisrael, right? Only on the proper Yuchosim, right? On the families with good Yichus. Shneimar Pasuk says, Beis Ahinu Hashem Ayeh LeElokim. The whole mishpachos Yisrael, right? For all the families of Am Yisrael, the whole Yisrael lo nemar, not for all of Am Yisrael, elo the whole mishpachos, right? Vehim, all of the mishpachos, right? Vehim you leave the am, and they will be for me, for all the families. Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Zum Mala Yisera Yesh Bein Yisrael Legerim, right? That vehim you leave the am, meaning that they will be for me for a nation. That's one thing that Am Yisrael have over Gerim, over people who convert. The Ilu B'Yisrael Ksev, because the Pasuk says, by Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Behu, Vayisi Lahem Lelukim, Vehema Yuli La'am. Right? I will be a God for them, and they will be my nation. The Ilu B'Gerim Ksev, by Gerim, it says, Mihu Ze Araves Libo Lageshes Eli, Numa Shem, Vayisi Li La'am, Vanuchi Ayelachem Lelukim. Meaning, Vayisi Li La'am, meaning, first you have to be my nation, and then I will be for you, Vargosh Baruch Hu. Meaning that only the Gerim or only Kosh Baruch Hu, if you're going to be like my Am, right, be like my nation, as opposed to Am Yisrael, who are my nation regardless, right, first, and then they're, meaning that I am their God before, right, they are my nation, and then Kosh Baruch Hu still loves us, right, unfortunately, in scenarios where people are not acting as they should be, Kosh Baruch Hu still loves us. Okay, we'll go back to the Hilgah Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this, and Besoros Tovos.